This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Christian Post, suspected Fulani extremist murdered a Christian man in an ambush-style attack as he and two others walked home from work. According to the Emancipation Center for Crisis Victims in Nigeria, Justin Patrick was 25 when he was killed earlier this month. He was walking home from work with his co-workers Daniel Yang and Sele Dong through some maize fields about an hour before sunset on October 14th, Yang said. Patrick walked behind Yang and Dong. "We never knew that a group of seven Fulani had already ambushed us," Yang said. "The attackers rushed from the bush, raising sticks, machetes, and knives," Yang said. Before he could react, they grabbed Justin and began stabbing him as Yang and Dong fled. "We started screaming and people who were relatively nearby rushed for a rescue," Yang said. His picture shows Patrick as a young man with a smiling face and lean built. He was buried on October 15th. Nathan Johnson, the Africa Regional Manager for Christian Advocate Group International Christian Concern, said he doesn't know why Patrick was murdered, but he suspects it had to do with his faith. "Farmers aren't usually carrying anything of value, so they probably attacked him because he was a Christian," Johnson told the Christian Post. Justin Patrick is clearly a Christian name. In Nigeria, if you're a Christian, you have a Christian name. If you're a Muslim, you have a Muslim name. The killers likely planned the attack and knew who Patrick was, Johnson said. Sometimes local people tell visiting Fulani militants who to attack. "Not all of the Fulani are involved in these attacks," he said. "It's specific militant sects. The Nigerian government will likely not find and punish his killers," said Johnson. "The violence that plagues Nigeria's Middle Belt region between the Christian South and the Muslim North is an embarrassment the nation's leaders prefer to ignore." According to AFP, the United States saw a record high number of new daily COVID-19 cases for the second day in a row on Saturday. Figures from Johns Hopkins University showed as warnings grew over its spread. The country reported 88,973 new infections between 8:30 p.m. Friday and 8:30 p.m. Saturday. The figures showed substantially above the previous day's 79,963. A total of 8,568 plus cases have been reported to the United States, with 224 plus deaths. Or rather, 224,000 plus deaths, the highest in the world in absolute terms. The worst current outbreaks in the country are in the North and Midwest, and some 35 of the 50 states are seeing an increase in case numbers. The number of deaths over 24 hours has remained broadly stable since the beginning of autumn, with between 700 and 800. On Saturday, the U.S. recorded 906 deaths, the Johns Hopkins tracker showed. According to Christian Post, responding to a new report showing a growing number of coronavirus cases connected to clusters in religious gatherings, World Overcomers Christian Church, one of North Carolina's largest churches, announced Thursday it will not hold in-person services until a vaccine is developed. "When our people are able to come back together, they're going to want to greet one another and hug one another, and in my estimation, the risks are too great," Andy Thompson, senior pastor of the 15,000-member church, told CBS 17. We have to figure out ways to minister to people beyond just them risking contact in the middle of a pandemic. Thompson, who before the pandemic did up to 4 services a day in Durham and Raleigh, said since he switched to virtual services, he has experienced growth in the number of people he reaches with his message and believes it's better to wait until cases stop spiking and a vaccine is developed before returning parishioners to the pews. Church for us is just growing. We've never had this many people watching, he said. I don't think I'll ever go back to having church the way I did before. He acknowledges that other pastors in his community have returned to holding in-person services, but he doesn't see it as a wise move. Every time they tell me they're having meetings, I always say, you might want to rethink that. Do you really have to have meetings to minister the gospel of Christ? He said, asserting that people need to adapt to the new world and figure out a way to be effective when it comes to the future. Thompson follows in the footsteps of other megachurch pastors, such as Andy Stanley, leader of the multi-campus North Point Community Church in Alpharetta, Georgia, who announced earlier this summer a suspension of in-person services until 2021 because he cannot guarantee the safety of members in the wake of the pandemic. According to the USA Today, an Illinois officer who had been placed on leave after shooting 2 people in a car Tuesday night, fatally injuring one, has been fired by the Waukegan Police Department. The officer, who was not identified, was a 5-year member of the department and is Hispanic. He was terminated Friday night for multiple policy and procedure violations, Department Commander Edgar Navarro said in a press release. Marcellus Tenet, 19, was killed and his girlfriend Tafara Williams, 20, was injured after the officer shot into a car that allegedly reversed toward him. On Friday, attorneys Ben Crump and Antonio M. Romanusi, who represents the families of George Floyd, Daniel Prude, Baron Williams, and others, said that they had been retained to represent Williams. Williams has serious injuries but is expected to recover. Ms. Williams' legal team will begin our own investigation into what happened during that incident because we do not trust the police narrative in this case. We have seen over and over that the official report when police kill black people is far too often missing or misrepresenting details, Crump said in a press release. We will share findings with the public when we have uncovered the truth. Navarro said Wednesday that both officers involved had been placed on leave. Neither have been identified. The families of Stinnett and Williams, who are black, have questioned the department's official narrative. Cliftina Johnson, Williams' mom, said she visited her daughter in the hospital where she is in serious condition. Her daughter is a mother of 2. According to Daily Mail, President Donald Trump's policies can fix what black people are complaining about, White House advisor and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner said Monday morning on Fox and Friends. But he can't want them to be successful more than they want to be successful, Kushner said. Kushner was talking to the trio of hosts about his sit-down with rapper Ice Cube, who has pitched his contract with Black America to members of both political parties. Kushner spoke critically of how companies and celebrities showed their support for Black Lives Matter in the aftermath of the George Floyd situation, as the White House aide put it. And you saw a lot of people who were just virtue signaling. They'd go on Instagram and cry. Or they would put a slogan on their jersey and write something on a basketball court. And quite frankly, that was doing more to polarize the country than bring people forward, Kushner said. You solve problems with solutions, Kushner said. And one of the things I respect about Ice Cube is he actually went and said, okay, what are the policies that are needed to solve the problems that everyone is complaining about? Kushner continued, President Donald Trump's son-in-law said he connected with iCube through mutual friends. It was a really in-depth and respectful policy discussion. There were some things we didn't agree on, but there were a lot of things we did agree on, Kushner said. I think he'd helped make our plan better, and we appreciated it. According to the Daily Mail, rapper Offset has been detained by police while driving through a Trump rally in Los Angeles. The 28-year-old recorded himself being pulled over by officers in Beverly Hills on Saturday afternoon. In a video shared to his Instagram Live, the rapper refused to step out of his car while being questioned by cops, one of whom had a weapon drawn. That officer told Offset there had been a report that he was waving guns at people as he drove through the area. He replied that Trump supporters had hit his car with a flag. The rapper's wife, Cardi B, was also spotted on the scene in videos captured by bystanders. In a statement, the Beverly Hills Police Department told DailyMail.com that it was actually Cardi B's cousin, Marcelo Almanzar, who had been arrested over that alleged offense. Shortly after 5 p.m., Beverly Hills police received information from a passerby of a subject who pointed a weapon from a vehicle at him. The passerby provided a license plate to the vehicle, and the vehicle was stopped by patrol units a short distance away. After the on-scene investigation, the passenger in the vehicle, Almanzar, was arrested. Almanzar has now been charged with carrying a concealed weapon and carrying a loaded firearm in public. He's been held on a $35,000 bond. It's unclear whether he was trying to imitate or antagonize members of the pro-Trump rally. Cardi B is a prominent Joe Biden supporter. According to Christian Post, Hollywood actress Letitia Wright has launched a new production company called 316, and she said the idea was inspired by God. 316 Productions is named after the popular Bible verse, John 3:16. The 26-year-old actress told Porter Magazine, the verse says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It was a name that was pressed on my heart. When I was in a dark place, God reached out to me, and I kind of see my production company in that sense. There's an issue, and it needs a little bit of savings, Wright said of the independent art house. The young star has remained dedicated to developing her craft within the acting industry, as stated on the company's website. As noted, the focus of the company is to produce meaningful content within the entertainment industry. In the interview, she also talked about her feelings concerning a Black Panther sequel after lead actor Chadwick Boseman suddenly died following a 4-year battle with colon cancer. "We're just still mourning Chad, so it's not something I even want to think about," she told the publication. "The thought of doing it without him is kind of strange. We're just grieving at the moment, so it's trying to find the light in the midst of it," Wright added. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and he always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.